stop me with a radar gun. And you know I'll never be the same. She shot me with a radar gun. She looked like Angie Dickinson, except her hair was black and in a braid. Well, I was going awful fast underneath the overpass. I was trying to think the whole thing through. Well, I saw a cop and she pulled me over. I saw a cop and she pulled me over. Now I think I'm really over you.
Oh yeah, Jill Sobule starting us off here on Something About the Women this morning. Good morning, it's Sue here in the squeaky chair with you for the next 2 hours, playing you all kinds of music by fantastic women artists. I got a lot of new music and a lot of just music that's great, and I hope you'll stay tuned as we do it here on 91.5 WMFO in Medford. This is going to be my last show for a little bit because I am having full shoulder replacement surgery in about a week and a half, and I am going to be laid up for a little bit. But I'll be better able once I recover to push all the buttons that make the music happen here. And believe it or not, it's true. Some of the reaching that you have to do from devices requires shoulder dexterity, which I do not have at the moment. So things are going to go upward and onward. All right, I got a lot of great music for you. This past week, 60 Minutes did a piece about Clarksdale, Mississippi, the birthplace and still the home of the blues. And I was fortunate enough to get to spend a week there about, I don't know, 10, 11 years ago. And they did a great feature on some of the Clarksdale artists. And here is one that was featured that I was not aware of. So let's take a listen to her, because now that I've been made aware of her, I'm kind of digging her. Her name is Galia Vault, and here she is on Something About the Women. Oops.
Yeah. take me before they lay me in the grave.
Thank you. these ties. Sometimes I work and I don't know what it's for. Gonna get some brand new wings, a pretty bird that sings. 'Cause sometimes I'm too tired to sing at all. Sometimes I lose, sometimes I win. I'm gonna make myself me again. I'm giving up on giving in. I'm gonna make myself me again.
Mm-hmm.
All right, wrapping up our first full set here this morning with something from Gabby Moreno. And she is new to me. This is a single that just came out called Solid Ground, if you didn't figure that out. And she hasn't put out an album in a number of years. But if the rest of this new album, hopefully, that's behind this single is as good, we are looking forward to playing more of that here on the show. Before that, Eliza Gilkison, new music. That is The Safety Zone from the album Home. And Christina Vane did Make Myself Me Again. That came out last year. Meeko Marx and the Resurrectors. This is an album that somehow I overlooked. Came out last year, but we heard the song River. The album is called Feel Like Going Home. And I'm going to check out this album some more because I really like the sound of that. We started with Galia Volt, Can't Afford to Die, from her new album, Shout, Sister, Shout. And as I mentioned, if you can watch, I think you can get it on demand, although they don't let you fast forward, and the Clarksdale piece is way at the end, but you can watch that 60 Minutes piece about Clarksdale. It was on last Sunday. All right, it's 11:23 here on WMFO in Medford. Just going to keep the music rolling. No theme today, just freeform, just like MFO is and has been for generations. All right, here's Jesse Haynes here on Something About the Women.
Bye. The first time I laid eyes on you, I fell in love like a fool. But as I look over my shoulder, I can see what you put me through.
Treated me just like a prisoner.
She's the giggle at a funeral of everybody's disapproval. Should have worshipped her sooner if the heavens ever did speak. She's the last true mouthpiece. Every Sunday's getting more bleak. A fresh poison each week. We were born sick, you heard them say it. My church offers no absolutes. She tells me worship in the bedroom. The only heaven I'll be sent to is when I'm alone with you. I was born sick, but I love it. Command me to be well. Amen. 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 Amen.
Take me to church, I'll worship like a dog at the for the main course. That's a fine looking high horse. What you got in the stable? We've a lot of starving faithful. That looks tasty. That looks plenty. This is hungry work. There's no sweeter innocence than our gentle sin. In the madness and sorrow of that sad, earthly scene, only then I am human, only then am clean. Oh, hey. Sharpen your knife, offer me that deathless death. Good God, let me give you my life.
They stole a beat and skipped a melody, so you gave me live right on. Well, I wanna say now, stumbling blocks, stepping stones, stumbling blocks and stepping stones. I'm a long, long, long ways from my home, 3,000 miles from nowhere. Too many stepping stones. Hey, Sammy boy, can you blow for me, baby?
Talking about my baby, baby. Not you, baby. Our baby, baby. In recent scientific studies of lactation.
Baby, you gotta know the facts, lady.
Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. A wonderful woman. If you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, the Ad Council, and this station, baby.
That's right, baby.
All right. Let me tell you what we just heard in that last set. I'll start at the end and work backwards. Zora Young getting some help from Hubert Sumlin doing Stumbling Blocks and Stepping Stones. That's from an album that came out in 2009 called Sunnyland. We heard Joanne Shaw Taylor, brand new music, Black Magic. Alison Russell and the Resistance Revival Chorus did Take Me to Church, also new music. And We also heard from Jesse Coulter and Margot Price. Interesting duet there. Jesse Coulter, I believe, was married to Waylon Jennings. She also had that pop hit in the 70s, I'm Not Lisa, but she's still recording and clearly teaming up with Margot Price there for Lost Love Song. And that is a new one as well. Jesse Haynes started the set with Heart on Fire, and that is a new single just out. All right, it's 11:49 here on Something About the Women, and thank you for spending your Saturday here with us. I hope you're here every Saturday, because we are every Saturday from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., playing all different kinds of music by women artists. I share the squeaky chair with Jane and Kirsten, And we actually enjoy, during our shows, we have the text thread going, commenting on things. So they keep me honest and they keep me company, because sometimes sitting here in the DJ chair, I'm in this big studio, but I'm all by myself. So it's a little bit odd. You get used to it after a while. But anyway, let's just keep the music coming. Here's some brand new music from Sierra Ferrell here on Something About the Women.
No one said it'd be easy. Guess I knew it'd be hard from the start. All it takes is one stumble to stop the wheels and break your heart. 93,500 miles, bound to hit a bump in the road. I got 99 questions and 2 bad directions. How the hell am I gonna get home? Never been one for what ifs. Yeah, I'll just figure it out. Every once in a while, even I feel this heart knows a feeling of a little bit of doubt. 3,650 days and a heavy load we've been torn. Got 99 questions and 2 bad directions. Can you tell me where the hell I'm going? Guess I knew it'd be hard from the start. All it takes is one stuck bolt to stop the wheels and break your heart. 93,500 miles, bound to hit a bump in the road. I got 99 questions and 2 bad directions. How the hell am I gonna get home? How the hell am I gonna get home?
Leave me. suffering.